Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
He's out. Boston's fire chief has quit amid complaints from his subordinates that he failed to lead the department during the response to the Boston Marathon bombings. As WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports, the chief's resignation comes just 18 months after he was hired.
When Steve Abrera took command of the nation's oldest professional fire service in December 2011, he said he was, quote, thrilled and humbled. But yesterday, the thrill was clearly gone, and a humbled Abrera stepped down as Boston's fire chief. Here's department spokesman Steve McDonald.
The chief resigned for a variety of reasons, but ultimately he thought it was best for himself and the department to resign.
Abrera's last day as Boston's highest-ranking uniform fire official is Friday. His is not the shortest term as city fire chief, but he was the first Latino to head up the service and the first chosen from outside of the department. He was selected from 50 finalists, including 5 from Boston. When Abrera took office, Mayor Tom Menino and Fire Commissioner Roderick Frazier had high hopes he would lead the effort to modernize the fire department, but those hopes were extinguished early on. In his letter of resignation to the mayor and commissioner, Abrera thanked them for having the courage to choose him. But he said he never had the support of a number of vocal and aggressive members of the department. Labor lawyer Joseph Dunnellan says that just wasn't so.
His status as an outsider isn't what hampered his ability to lead. It was the talents that he brought to the table. He just wasn't the right guy for this department.
Dunnellan represents 13 of Boston's 14 deputy fire chiefs who work directly for Abrera. Abrera is suing his subordinates for defamation of character. Late last month, the deputy chief sent a letter to the mayor, which they wrote was unequivocally a vote of no confidence in Chief Abrera. They criticized their boss for failing to take command after the Boston Marathon bombings. Attorney Joseph Dunnellan says it was just one example of the chief's lack of leadership.
In the fire service, the highest-ranking official there is in charge. He would just show up and mill around, and folks saw that as more of a distraction rather than a sign of leadership. And there was one incident over in East Boston where he actually climbed up to the roof of an adjoining building while the building next to it was on fire just to take pictures of himself at a fire scene.
Chief Abrera denies that and all the allegations, but after the deputy's letter to the mayor was leaked to the media, the situation was untenable and his resignation inevitable. Chief of Operations John Hassan, a 40-year veteran of Boston Fire, will serve as acting chief as the search for a permanent one takes place. There's no timetable on how long that will take or whether officials will again look outside the department. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.